This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this podcast, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, where I'm over this Arctic cold weather, what I want to call it. Thought we're done with this damn snow. But anyways, welcome to this podcast here, folks. Recording on a Sunday afternoon, February 16th, 2025, football, basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, men's, women's golf, women's tennis, and everything else in between that. It's the first time I listen to this podcast. Thank you so much. Another postcast coming to you right now. And before we get into men's basketball, what happened last night, as I'm recording this podcast here, a little bit after almost 4 o'clock Central Time, baseball getting moved around a little bit, where I'm still waiting on a day. I thought we're going to be seeing some racing, Daytona 500. Another Daytona 500. We got to sit and wait. So how many times we got to sit? How many times we got to sit? How many years is that now? So that's got to be like every year now. It seems like to be a tradition where got to sit on whether you move the race up or not. Whether you move the race up or not, you still got to wait on weather. And they were like 11 laps in, then up, caution, rain. So originally it was scheduled for mid-afternoon. They moved it up because of the threat of rain and got rain anyway. It's a tradition, baby, like any other. And a tradition like any other, this K-State men's basketball team continues to fall behind games on the road. And their 6-game winning streak came to an end last night. We saw an 18-point deficit, 18-2, or a 16-point deficit against Arizona State. K-State men's basketball team worked themselves well out of that, somehow won that. But the luck ran out last night. Out in Provo during a two-game swing, Utah, where me and I talked about it on this episode, this week's episode over on the episode on Podbean app. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. We gotta do it a little bit more because we're starting to roll on that side too. Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast for more. But yeah, I don't know what it is about these slow starts on the road, and this time BYU has got K-State for the second straight year. This time, 80-65 loss. And when you put yourself in a hole like that, this is an opportunity for K-State. You had no more. Well, you already used it up. If there's any hope for NCAA, we got to keep the NCAA tournament out of our mouths, because that was starting to be brought up, including this podcast as well. And you lose, and now you got to go to Utah on Monday night or Monday afternoon, one of the two things, because obviously the ladies play on the road against West Virginia. Both teams on the road tomorrow there as well. You had no margin for error and kind of a big step back there for this team there. And poor shooting, that's not going to cut it either. When you shoot poor, I don't know what it is about this team this year and slow starts on the road, but seems to be a theme as well. We talked about themes of the NASCAR racing, in particular Daytona 500, being kind of in a rain delay every year. Well, in this case, here at K-State, at least in 2024-25, off the slow starts in this basketball game here. K-State didn't make things interesting here late. Well, actually, in the second half of the game, like, oh, here we go. K-State going to make that run here and overcome the slow startness, if that is a word, but could not do it on the road there as well. And BYU snaps K-State 6-game winning streak. And more importantly than that, now you already used that mulligan. If there was an opportunity to get to the big dance for Kansas State's K-State men's basketball team, you put yourself in a hole in non-con. It just can't happen. Doug McDaniel, though, did score 22 points. Game high. Belongs to Kansas State's Doug McDaniel. Doesn't matter. In this case here, you lose the basketball game. In this case here, Brendan Howe-Halson added 12 more points in his basketball game. Let's take a look inside the box score here on the Pro Project Podcast here, recording on this Sunday afternoon, February 16, 2025. Eddie Greer, this Kansas State podcast. If it's your first time listening, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Take the time out. This will come out Monday night. So basically, when this comes out, K-State should be still playing. Talking about the men's basketball team against Utah there. And when this also comes out, the women's basketball game against West Virginia should be already over. So We've been rolling out content on the main channel, Pro Project Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. I hope you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts, wherever you might be listening to, wherever you're in Kansas City getting ready for another cold stretch and snow. Fortunately, these people lied. They thought it was going to be last snow chance. Nope. More snow, more coldness on the way. I'm over it. I'm ready to get February out of the way. If I'm totally honest here, BYU, led by 18. Hold on. Yeah, 18. We get it right. 18 at the break, 40-22. And then K-State outscored BYU in the second half by 3. Wasn't enough. And you have to get, BYU, obviously, and I kind of, when BYU came in this league, I underestimated BYU. Let's get that straight. I'm like, these guys ain't shit. You know what I'm talking about? They know for football. And obviously, we know what they did to and obviously, BYU, they whooped our ass in football, and they whooped our ass last night in Provo. So, hey, mad respects to BYU, man. And rightfully so. You beat the dog crap out of K-State last night of this game. Look, who would have thought that BYU was a basketball school? I'm sure I'm not the only person that would have thought about that. Surely not as me. I'm sure some of y'all out there were thinking the same thing when I'm thinking about, right? But, So Doug McDaniel played almost the whole entire game. Look at his line, 22 points in 38 minutes of action, 2 steals, a couple of assists there, only 1 rebound in his basketball game. Brandon Housen, as I mentioned a while ago, 12 more points. That was the only Cats in double digits. And we talked about how they got to this winning streak, playing team, basketball, playing, believing in one another there, not relying on one person, but when you have 2 guys in double digits, you needed 2 more. And we have seen it during this tremendous stretch run of 6 game winning streak. At least 4 got Cats would be in double figures. Only 2 last night. So I don't know where was the production came from last night. That Coleman Hawkins only had 6. Yeah, you had Hawkins, Max Jones, Gasson had 6 points. And before them, they had CJ Jones had 9. Moby had 4. Last night in this basketball game, Ugo, he only played 3 minutes last night in this game. BYU was led by Richie Sanders, 17 points on 5 of 13 shooting last night. Then Fournier, Dallin Hall, 16 points. Yeah, we'll skip to him. 16 points last night, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. He was 4 of 8 from the field, 24 minutes in action this basketball game. BYU had 3 guys in double figures, including Foying Troy. What's this going with that? on this podcast, apologize if I butchered your name. So I apologize about that last night there as well. For Kansas State, 41% shooting to BYU's 49% shooting from the field there as well. That's almost 50% pretty much from the field. When you allow your opposing team, especially when you go on the road in their hostile environment, 50% shooting. That's going to be tough. That's going to also be tough to be. We should know this by now. By the way, K-State, you're back to 13-12 overall, and now you're back to .500 in Big 12 play with us. Big 12 play. You had an opportunity to jump BYU in the standings, and I believe in that mix. I know West Virginia was in that mix. Somebody else was in that mix too. I forgot there. So you had a chance to continue to climb the ladder in the standings. This is a big backward step right there for Kansas State basketball last night. You lose by 15, 80-65. Eddie Greer, the third Pro Project Podcast for a couple more minutes here. Let me see if we have anything on Coach. No, we do not. So pretty much as we're going to go ahead now, might as well just go ahead, look at the standings, bring up my tab, pull up the standings right now for the Big 12. Even though I know where we're at there, you had a chance there to stay, or really the gain there as well. Let's take a look at it, folks. So, yeah, K-State, back to the second half of the league. Houston by 2, leading the conference, 13-1 record. Just focusing on the conference play, not overall. Houston, Tech by 2, Arizona State is actually tied with Texas Tech that I'm talking about, by 11-3 with the same record. Iowa State 10-4. Oh my goodness, you had an opportunity right there to jump Kansas, BYU, and TCU. Yeah, West Virginia lost again last night. So K-State, you're back to the top half of the second half of the conference there. You take a step back there. So now BYU's in a three-way tie for fifth. KU and Baylor with the same record, 8-6. And now you're K-State, now 7-7. You got to play Utah. Oh, yeah, KU got beat by Utah last night as well. They got cream. They got the ass kicked by Utah. So this game, you can't take it for granted either. Utah, 6-8. That's K-State's next opponent, Monday, against Utah on the road. So now your margin of error is all but gone. You have to win. Pretty much went out and get deep to the Big 12 tournament. You have any chances of sniffing the conference, the big dance this year here in 2025 here. So, yeah, this is a massive loss. You could not lose. Really, the stretch, really, we talked being Alex. I know Alex brought it up on the Podbean episode, the newest Podbean episode, which is just, I just put it up now. Wherever we get you. You have to download the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app. You want more bonus coverage of your Wildcats, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast is the title of the channel. There you should be able to find it. Anyway, I just posted it up before we recorded this postcast of men's basketball. But yeah, you just already used it up. Now you gotta get your head on straight and go to Utah. You cannot lose. And yeah, Iowa State looking down the road. Iowa State's the last ranked team that I see on here. So yeah, you have to win this game. This is a must win. Every game now is a must win, including last night, really. And you did not get the job done there. And now you take another step back there as well. Any other loss from here on out, you're pretty much toasted. So K-State gets blown out last night, dominating fashion. BYU 80-65 last night. K-State continues there, or really wraps up their two-game road swing in Utah tomorrow against the Utah Utes. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. And we have been showering y'all with K-State content. You want to try to stay up to date, latest on your K-State Wildcats, whether that is men's basketball, men's golf, baseball just started as well. This is the podcast for y'all. That's going to wrap things up for this postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. BYU 80. Kansas State 65. Pro Project Podcast continues. Cats.